We are Dukes and Bell. Abe is in for Mike. He is on vacay. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, it is good to have you listening on this Monday after a long weekend, 4th of July weekend. Appreciate all the texts and tweets. My man Kyle Lee says, man, I feel your pain. It happened to me on New Year's Day. State Patrol was on one side of me on the interstate. Kyle, I hear you. Cody says, Dukes, below the window in all capital letters, quoting what Abe said about me picking up my phone that had dropped off of my magnetic holder. Anyways.
Did you? I have so many follow-ups here. Do you remember the quality of this holder?
Shout out to lawyers.
Was there 5 stars on Amazon?
Of course it was. I'm not going to buy a cheap-ass holder to hold my phone in my window.
Well, an expensive holder to hold your phone in the window wouldn't have fallen off, so... Honestly, maybe.
Well, you know what I think happened? And look, I'm no scientist.
By the way, I've never been able to get those to stick.
Well, this is the thing.
So I have one that is on...
The dash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my phone sits on it, not... Because the one that comes down, they always fall.
Well, I think the window got hot. And eventually, it just...
And adhesive.
Yeah.
Didn't adhere anymore.
That's what I believe. But who knows? I mean, I'm not a scientist. Anyways, appreciate all the texts and tweets, guys. Follow us, Dukes and Bell 929. This radio station, 929 The Game. Follow me at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, Abe Gordon, at Abe Gordon. And follow Mike as well. Let him know what's going on as he's down. And I think he's down in Florida having a vacation. I say that because he was on a road trip. They were, going to various places. Hey, I want to bring this up. And you started this conversation earlier today talking about this quarterback show. So first of all, tell people, you're setting your alarm right now to get up this at what time? 2:59 a.m. He's setting his alarm because this quarterback show.
You know, he's going to send us a text at 3 o'clock in the morning, hey, boys, I'm up.
Yeah.
I won't text you. I've been told not to text anyone by Randy, so now I.
Because my phone will be like, bloop. And I'll be like, what? What's going on?
You don't put your phone on Do Not Disturb at night?
No, because I have a daughter who goes to school away. So I have to make sure that if something happens, you know where there is cell phone service, just in case.
Don't live in New Mexico. Now, you know with Do Not Disturb,
yes,
if I get called twice in 3 minutes, it still rings.
Yeah, so. It wakes up. But no, I do put it on that. But she texts late at night for crazy things. I need money. Imagine that. Let me ask you this, though. You said this to start the show, and we were talking about this quarterback show. Tell people what it is, first and foremost. For those who don't know, we've not talked a lot about it. We did talk about it when I think we got word that Kirk Cousins was going to be back on it. He was on season one. This is season two.
He was on season one with the Vikings. By the way, that was the same year that Marcus Mariota lost his job and was on it as a Falcons quarterback as well. It follows on Netflix. We believe it's 8 episodes. It follows 3 quarterbacks over the course of the offseason, into the season, and through the year. Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins. It drops tonight, I believe, at 3 a.m.
You know what time it drops. You just set your clock. Here's what's crazy. You said to me, and we got into a spirited discussion about this, about the timing of when they decided to relieve Kirk Cousins of his duties. Now, I don't know if that's going to be revealed in this show. We're going to see.
And again, as a reminder, the team has editorial control.
Yes.
Cousins and his camp will have some editorial control as well. So
would
it's
you
not,
want to show that if you were him?
If I were him?
If you're Kirk Cousins, do you want to show how
I don't
that
know
all went
what
down?
Happened. I don't know what was said, who he said it to, how those discussions were. It would depend on that as to my comfort level.
Okay.
And that's, so it's tough to answer that.
All right. And by the way, for all you guys who are like, man, Penix is our quarterback. He is. We're talking about this because this show is going to feature Kirk Cousins. It's not going to feature Michael Penix. So understand that. We're all about Mike. All right? We're all about Penix. With that said, though, real quick, what you got? What you got?
Just when you guys finish up, I have some numbers here. Somebody actually got a previewing of the show, and they broke down the dedicated screen time by minutes.
Okay.
So I have the minutes that each quarterback is on the television dedicated by themselves. And Abe, I have it's 7 episodes.
Okay, 7 episodes. Thank you,
Should I wake up at 4? That way I can
probably
extra hours.
Well, probably 5, and you can get all of them in. Okay.
You know, I'll wake up at 3, and then, like we talked about, take a nap.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. You were telling me, and you are still under the impression, and again, you've been saying, you would have benched him. Everybody thinks, now hindsight's 20/20.
Sure.
And I said to Abe that this was still a $100 million decision. And when we look back at this, and you say, why didn't we bench him, meaning Raheem Morris or the general manager and Terry Fontenot, sooner? Guys, remember where we were. We're a winning football team. And Kirk Cousins, even though he is sliding, you just feel like, okay, he had a bad game. How many times have we said, I think we said that 3 weeks in a row, bad game. All right, he'll come back. Wow, he didn't look great, but we're okay. We'll find a way. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in this slide. And Abe, you were saying you would have done this. And the argument for me is the owner was not going to allow you to just bench him for no damn reason unless there was real tangible proof that, hey, in fact, he was injured when he was telling them he could go. And now we know he said this. My body was really a 3. When you know, I thought it was an 8. We know what the deal is. He wasn't honest about it.
Sure.
And I only say that to say,
By the way,
I know you are adamant about, I still would have done it, and I don't know why they didn't do it earlier.
I don't need Kirk Cousins to come and be honest about what he's doing.
I hope this comes out in the show, by the way.
I need the head coach to make a tough call. That didn't happen. As a head coach, and we didn't see practice, they saw practice. They had weeks of evidence. Not one game or two Sundays of evidence, two games. They had 2 games and 10 practices to figure it out. And if you couldn't tell that there was something wrong, that's what happens. You don't make the tough call, and you continue to lose games. You had the built-in perfect timeline. You're heading into a bye week.
This is after the Denver
After
game?
Denver.
Okay, okay.
Now, the other thing is you got so badly manhandled by Denver that I think people didn't just put it on Cousins.
It was a bad game.
I think that's part of it, too.
Yeah, it was a bad game. We got beat up.
Yeah, and it wasn't like if Cousins had been a little bit better, we win that game. No, that came against the Chargers when you say if Cousins had been a little bit better. Four interceptions, 2 of them pick sixes,
correct.
Whatever.
Correct.
Right? That was the game where you're like, if you had been a little bit better, we can win. Denver wasn't that game, so there wasn't that big push. I was calling for it then basically because of the timeline. If you're going to make a change, it has to be during the bye week. That didn't happen, and then you get caught. You're not gonna make a change before Monday Night Football on the road. You're not gonna have Penix start his first game in that situation. And all these different excuses for why. Oh, he looked okay against Minnesota. He had 300 yards and all that crap.
Yes,
game was on the secondary, right? They're spinning like tops there.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that performance, you go, well, he didn't play poorly, but the defense gave up big plays.
Sure.
He had a special team.
It was
gap.
A tie ball game, and then he didn't see the ball till you're down 2 scores. I get that.
And that's why it's so easy to say they should have done this earlier, but if you really go back and analyze it, it was, in the moment, a more difficult decision on top of the fact that you're paying him all this money, but the fact that we got this momentum. And I said this to Abe. It's Dukes and Bell. Abe's in for Mike. The Charger game, if you wanted him to come after the Bronco game and do it, the Chargers guys had the number one defense when we played them at that point in the season last year. And then they came out
and showed
you why.
They certainly had the number one defense after we played them.
And they showed you why. You don't throw Michael Penix into that situation.
Disagree.
And that's what we were talking about. You do not do that, and you go, well, you know what? Does he give us our best chance to win? Because Penix, I don't know this, he might have did the same thing that we saw from Kirk Cousins. And then you would have been killing him and them for rushing him into this situation. It played out the way it played out. I don't know if there's a perfect scenario. I feel very confident about where Penix is and where he's going and what's he going to be this year. But my point about all of this, guys, is I hope this comes out on the show. I hope we get a sense of some of this. Because, again, this was all filmed during last season.
Yeah.
I hope we get a sense of some of this stuff.
I disagree about the situation. You're coming into a home game after a bye week. There's literally not a better situation to walk into.
Not when you're going up against the number one defense.
You're at home off a bye week.
Yep.
I'll take my chances.
Yep.
I'll take my chances.
And again,
remember,
he wasn't getting any reps. You're throwing him
care.
Into the fire, right?
You're sending a guy out there that you have to know is limited.
But remember when
I'll take a fully capable physical quarterback. You script the right game plan.
Remember
you
when
do
they
something
threw him out
to
there.
Protect him.
They threw him out there against who? The Giants.
Right. Sure. Well, at that point, there was no other course.
But it was also the perfect
team. That point,
team.
It was the easy decision to make, not the tough one. I was
perfect
asking
team.
Raheem to make the tough decision. It didn't happen.
Nick says, Dukes, Abe is on here splitting the truth. Coach has to make a call. Don't need Cousins to tell me how to do my job.
That's what
as
I literally
coach.
Just said.
All right. Nick, appreciate you. But this is what we were discussing. And the whole gist of this is maybe we find out more. I don't know if it helps you. I don't know if it helps me. Somebody hit us up earlier and said, hey, will somebody watch this in the NFL and think Cousins' trade value goes up? No.
No.
That's not how this works. But maybe you feel better about him as a person from the behind-the-scenes stuff. Maybe like when he was with the Vikings and before he became a Falcon, you did and you watched and you said, okay, this is cool. I like Kirk Cousins a little bit more. Maybe that happens. But this whole notion that you're going to watch this quarterback show and oh, I want you to give those numbers here in a sec, that you're going to watch this and then somehow some team goes, you know what? I just watched quarterbacks. We got to call and trade for Cousins. That's fairyland. What are the numbers?
All right, so 6 of the 7 episodes begin with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow gets 109 minutes. Jared Goff gets 95 minutes.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Kirk Cousins gets 87 minutes.
Total?
So of the three guys, dedicated screen time, I guess, yes. Joe Burrow, 109 minutes. Jared Goff, 95 minutes. Kirk Cousins, 87. Apparently, they bridged 2 episodes on the burglary, the home invasion at Joe Burrow's house.
That makes sense.
But, yeah, of all the quarterbacks on here, Joe Burrow gets the most screen time.
Wasn't he the most interesting of all three?
He bought a Batmobile.
He did. And he also literally carried the Bengals last year with the most awful defense. I think he's more interesting. I just do. Now, the Cousins story is interesting to us because it unfolded right here in our city.
Well, let's pause Burrow, on that. What is the national interest in this Cousins thing, do you think? Because I get why people here are both from the draft day aspect and to the eventual benching, the injury, whatever.
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
Look, I don't know if the national.
Because I had a tough time a couple years ago when Mariota was on it, feeling like anyone gave two craps about.
Now, the difference is Cousins is a bigger brand, right? He's much more – I know Mariota was the number one overall pick, but Cousins, all these places he's been and the notoriety he's gained, I do feel like that people may be interested. But when you talk about, like, the interest level, Burrow's a bigger brand. He's a bigger player in the NFL. It's just what it is. Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. I mean, we don't have to talk about the what he's already accomplished in his young career. The fact of the matter is, I don't have an issue with this. Oh, so you're telling me 109 minutes for Burrow, 95 for Jared Goff, whose Lions team was really good last year. Totally makes sense.
And 87 for Kirk Cousins.
Okay. In the entire 7-episode series.
And then 6 of the 7 episodes, they start out with Joe Burrow.
All right. So you may not have to get up as early as you thought last night. Or
Burrow didn't have as much to hide as Cousins did. Cousins actually originally led before he came in to make all his edits.
Did he really?
No, I don't know that.
Oh, I was going to say. It wouldn't surprise me. I just hope some of this stuff comes out in the 87 minutes that we're going to see him on the screen. All right, we got more to dive into. Oh, these Braves. It's tough right now. And today's an off day. But what happened over the weekend is just more proof. This is over. Well, are you keeping hope? Keep hope alive. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Abe's in for Mike as we discuss where the Braves are and what's been going on. It was an ugly weekend. I mean, many of you were traveling, doing whatever it is that you were enjoying over the 4th of July holiday. And the fact of the matter is, I did not expect us to get swept. But the way this season has gone, nothing is out of the realm now, right? This has become the norm. We don't score enough. And teams that you feel like, hey, we should be in the mix against them. We don't. Charlie Morton dominated us on Friday. We lose in extras on Saturday 9-6 as Ramon Laureano's double in the 10th did us in. By the way, Olsen drove in 2 runs. He had a home run on Saturday. Riley also had a home run, a 2-run homer. But it's just it's not enough. And then Sunday, Snit sits Acuna, Ozuna, and Harris. Did you have a problem with that, by the way, Abe? The fact that it was an early start, late night, early start. Did you have an issue with this?
No. I mean, look, if we're going to have to start trying to make arguments for, like, these guys can't sit, we've already lost this series twice. You know, I mean, you can't do that. It's time to admit it, Carl. And it sounds like you're fun. You've been here for a little while. I've been here for almost a month now. It felt like that was an announcement. In my opinion, that's like, hey, I think we understand that this season ain't it either.
Yeah. It's time. And you know, we did it earlier. Big O, can we play the music again? Because I'm ready to put this to bed. It's time to just own it. We're 11 games under 500. We've lost four straight again.
I don't know.
Our skipper has no answers, but he's not the only one. When you start talking about this staff as a whole, none of them have answers. Walt Weiss, Tim Hyers, Rick Kranitz, Carlos Mendez, Tom Goodwin. None of these guys, Eddie Perez, has answers as to why this season has gone the way it has. But I'm done with the false hope. I'm not going to continue to tell you guys that this team has a shot to somehow miraculously get back in it. 404-726-0929. Now, the good news, Abe, if there is such a thing, is that we do have some guys that are going to represent this city and this team in the All-Star game.
Yay.
Stop. We knew Acuna was going to be there. But over the weekend, we get word that Chris Sale is being named an All-Star along with Matt Olson, which I think is a pretty cool story. First, let's hear Chris Sale on being named an All-Star.
My kids love it. They have a blast. And, you know, hopefully the younger ones now can remember some of these, you know, some of the moments and be able to appreciate it when they get older. I remember Jake Peavy telling me one time, and I felt like this a few years ago when I was going through it. I remember him telling me when he had three sons at the time, he's like, my oldest son knew I was a bad My middle son knows I play baseball. My youngest son thinks I stink. So I stole that joke from him a few years ago. So it's cool to, you know, let the boys in the house know Dad still got it a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's cool when you talk about, you know, guys wanting to see their kids or have their kids see them play. You know, Brady, I think he played a little bit longer because of that. He could still play, but it was also kind of cool as your kids get older. So I'm all for that, man. Chris Sale's deserving. I hate the fact that, you know, this rib injury, this broken rib has got him in this situation. But look, we can't sit here and cry over spilt milk. It is what it is. I mean, half the damn rotation is out. A.J. Smith-Shawver, Tommy John, Ronaldo Lopez. You just start naming guys. Everybody out, out, out. Here's Matt Olson, though, telling a story that I thought was really cool because he's from here, for those of you who don't know. And he went to the Home Run Derby in 2000. That was the last time this event was here.
I remember us kind of being like, left field, second, terrace good. At the Derby. You know, I just remember, I'm pretty sure McGuire and Sosa were going at it in that one. And, you know, I had all their posters on my walls and everything growing up. So be able to watch them, you know, step on some balls at the Derby was cool. Obviously, you know, it was Turner Field when I was growing up. But, you know, in the city that you grow up, being the kid, you know, kind of hoping one day that you'd be able to do that and, you know, being able to be there is special.
Native Atlantan, ATL, a native, should I say, and to be at an All-Star game when you're six, Abe, did you go to that All-Star game, by the way? Were you here?
No. I mean, I was here, but I didn't go to the All-Star game.
Okay, because that was 2000. So 25 years later, he's going to get a chance to participate in an All-Star game in his home city. That's pretty cool.
It is. I wish we felt better about the team heading into the All-Star break, and I'd be lying if I said it doesn't impact the excitement for the All-Star game in the city, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think it absolutely has brought down the mood of the summer in general.
Because you thought we'd be a lot better, and everybody did. I don't disagree with that.
And look, we saw the Hawks run this a couple years ago where they had every guy went to the All-Star game and they were able to run it out there. A couple years ago with the Braves, they had like seven All-Stars, eight mm-hmm. All-Stars, mm-hmm. or whatever the number was. It just, I can't believe there's three, to be honest. I was surprised Matt Olson made it.
Well,
Sale was like, I know he's hurt. They'll probably still put him in
there, yeah.
And so I get that. I was surprised to see the Matt Olson. I'm glad he made it. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, I was surprised. And so it's nice to see that. I can't sit here and lie and be like, this city's buzzing for the All-Star game. Well, I think the Braves have really taken a little bit of juice out of the baseball fandom of this city.
That is true. The event is going to be great. we will put on Atlanta. We'll put on a great All-Star Week of festivities and Fan Fest and all the stuff that's going to happen. We're going to be live, by the way, and we'll be telling you more coming up next week. All the shows will be out and doing different things. But I will simply say this. 2 months ago, I asked the question, who's your All-Star? And we didn't have one. And that was prior to Acuna coming back, obviously, and going on the tear. But I was like, name your All-Star. We didn't have one guy that you went, you know what? He's playing so good. We didn't have one. So to get to this point where we do have real representation, I'm all for it. But, you know, Acuna is truly the true All-Star here.
Well, and that's the thing. I think this whole All-Star weekend or celebration is all about Acuna.
Yeah.
He's taking part in the Home Run Derby. Yep. He's going to get the start. I don't know where I would imagine they give him benefit of leading off in Atlanta.
Absolutely.
I would think.
Home run, first pitch. What are you talking about? This is storyland. This is what's going
to
happen.
And so, to me, with respect to Olsen, with respect to Sale, who obviously can't
pitch.
Throw,
yeah.
I mean, it's all about Acuna. All right. And that's the problem, because that's kind of what the season now has turned into.
Acuna for life.
Yeah.
404-726-0929. Let me ask you this. Who are you more concerned about, Michael Money Harris or Ozzie Albies?
To me, it's Harris. One, because I just think when he's better, when he's good, he's better than Ozzie is when Ozzie's good. I just think there's a higher ceiling. I think there's more things he can do for you, both in the plate, at the plate, and in the field. Now, he's still doing it at the defensively. You can't deny the impact that he has defensively. This is a guy that should be hitting like 310, 290, something. Something.
Not 210.
I'm watching his on-base percentage at 235.
Yeah.
That should be, at worst, your batting average.
Yeah, he's hitting 210. He's last in Major League qualifiers. That means you have to have a certain amount of at-bats in OB, in on-base.
But he's telling you is that his sample size is not lying anymore.
No.
That's what that means.
It's real. He's had as many as at-bats that you need to qualify, okay, to be considered, hey, for
the worst in Major League Baseball.
Well, that and any potential awards that would be out there, but
yeah,
also
I don't think he'll be winning
the rankings, when you start saying he hasn't had enough at-bats, he's had enough. And you're ranking last in on-base percentage and OPS? That's not great. So the biggest thing for me with Money Harris, and I brought this up earlier, it's Dukes and Bell, hasn't drawn a walk in 153 plate appearances. That's almost impossible. You only get 3 or 4 at-bats a game, maybe. You might get 5, depending on the game. And he's been at the plate 153 times.
He's the one guy, by the way, that stat is the one thing that I can look at and be like, he needs a different approach. Like, that is one thing I can look at and be like, something needs to change from that aspect of it.
Yeah.
When I look at Ozzie, I don't have any answers.
What's up with hires? He's not giving him that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe he's not listening. Got his bread?
He did.
That's a thing, right?
Yeah, he did. He did get his bread. Hey, we're coming back. Cryptic emojis. What's it all mean? It's Dukes and Bell. It's almost time for the Hawks to make a decision. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got into this discussion earlier today. And look, we don't want to insinuate anything. But until somebody says otherwise, that's kind of what's going on here. And Abe is in for Mike. Big O is back after 28 weeks of maternity leave.
It was just 15, like 2 hours ago. I had to go up 13 more weeks.
My bad. 15 weeks.
I got a 7-month-old child at home, I guess, right now.
I'm sorry. You're right. 15 weeks. He was out.
Big as he is already.
So he is back. Today was his first day back. And it's good to have O back. But here's the deal. You were telling me, and Abe was telling me, that Trae Young has some cryptic social media posts. So let's discuss this real quick, because Abe, you jumping to conclusions, imagine that, started this whole thing. And you were like, oh, this must mean. I was alone?
Huh? Uh-huh.
What were these cryptic posts by Trae Young?
He posted on Instagram last night as part of his story, the meme of Michael Jordan looking at a laptop laughing. And then Oren updated that, said he also posted just the emoji of an hourglass.
Time. If you're saying, what does that mean, Dukes and Bell? Abe. Time. He's eligible to sign a four-year, $229 million extension up until next year, June 30th. But that date started, that timeline started when, Abe? Started when?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. He can also sign a five-year, $345 million Supermax if he's named All-NBA this season. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if the hourglass, you tell me, I don't know if the hourglass means him going tick, tick, it's time, or if he's looking at that Michael Jordan emoji and you know, or that gift and is laughing because of something else that's happened. We don't know. But isn't it?
It's a nice little coincidence if it
yes.
has nothing to do. One doesn't have the other.
Then that's where I'm at.
Timing's everything, Carl.
Time is everything.
Like
timing,
maybe don't pick up, you know, the cop right next to you.
Okay, you know what?
Timing's everything, man.
I don't need that. he led the league in assists last year.
Going to do it again next year?
I think you're right.
It's going to be a 15 next to that number, by the way.
If an extension is not reached, understand this, Hawks fans, with all the excitement we have, and there is a lot, Richashe and Dyson and Jalen, and now you're talking about Porzingis. Porzingis is in town, by the way. You're talking about, you know, Nikhil. There's so many reasons to be excited. But if it's not reached an extension, he becomes a free agent next summer. So that is why this is – it's on the clock now. We are on the clock. And I said to Abe, I'd wait.
Here's the other thing, and I didn't bring this up earlier. I didn't think about it earlier. I don't want this hanging over the team all into the season either.
So you want to go ahead and take care of this?
Yeah, that's my guy.
4 years, 229. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Don't you want to see what this is?
Nope. You I mean, I do, but
what if we're in the play-in again, Abe?
Okay.
You're all right with that.
I don't believe it's going to be Trae Young's fault that they're in a play-in. If we're in a play-in again, it's because Porzingis didn't stay healthy and Jalen Johnson got hurt. I don't know what to tell you.
The two guys that have a history of getting hurt. Listen, I mean, seriously, I got to wait on this. 229 or 345, I don't mind cutting the 345 check if we're in the Eastern Conference Finals and we got to run at the NBA Finals. And guess what? We're a top two, three, or four seed. And we got home games that matter. That's the difference for me on this.
And you're also sitting there saying, or he could opt out and go wherever he would like.
This is true.
That's the risk.
That's the risk.
And I know you can give him more than anyone else can
right.
give him and all that
that's
stuff.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not leaving it up to that because I'd be worried that he would go.
Okay. It's now in the hands of our new general manager, who, by the way, I think has done an amazing job.
Sure has.
Over the last month and a half, not really knowing that we didn't have a history with him, right? Meaning we don't know how he thinks, where he wants to go. I'm telling you, the moves he made, perfect. Perfect. You brought in more shooting, more defensive prowess. You brought in a vet in Porzingis who can do all the things. Like, you filled the void on top of having these young guys that we feel like are going to develop. And, again, you know, we talk about this core with the Braves. This core is young. Richashe's 20. Dyson Daniels is 22.
That's the one people forget about, is his age.
He's 20. Yeah. Richashe's or Dyson Daniels 22. He was first team all defense this year.
Yeah.
Jalen is 23 years old. Double O is 24. I know it feels like he's been here forever. That's a young core, man. So with all of that said, and Dre, I think, is only 26, if I believe, you know, I think that's where he is. But the point is this. You got a decision to make. And Trey is now putting these cryptic posts out there like, oh, you know, hourglass. What does that mean? Does that mean pay him now? Does that mean time to count down to the season? He's excited about training camp. Like, you tell me, what does the hourglass mean?
TikTok, Mr. Wick. TikTok.
404-726-0929.
Yeah, it's time. Like, stop messing around with it.
Okay.
I don't want this to be a discussion heading into the season. I don't think you want it leaning over the season if things are going great
yeah.
or if things are going poorly.
And by the way, all these deals became effective yesterday. It was July 6th.
Now, that's the question I have. Did those discussions with Trey have to wait until all of this stuff gets going and now we have where we're at with our apron and the money and this and that?
No, the number's set though, right?
Yeah, but
it is.
You still need to actually get there. I don't know.
I mean, because you look at all the other deals that were announced before, like the Shea, the SGA deal, the Hart, like all those deals got announced. And if I'm Trey too, I also think I'm looking at all those other guys got deals before this was all official too. They got taken care of in a sense before all this stuff happened or the official league date started. So why am I having to be the one to wait until everything is done and the league year starts before I get my deal?
I understand your point, Carl, in terms of you want to see it with what we want to. I get that.
I just do. Look, and it's not that I'm not trying to
pay Trey. I don't want to see it and then not see it, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I
don't want to see it and then Trey be like, deuce, I'm out.
Yeah, throwing up the deuces.
I'm going somewhere else.
I'm all for paying Trey, who's been here and tried to build it. And look, I was talking about this weekend on the national show, Abe. There is a revered and respect level for guys who do stay and try to win it where they're at versus guys who chase it. And when you're in at the end of your career, if you've been in the league 13, 15 years and you hadn't won one, that's a different deal. But early in your career, in your prime, and you don't win early, so you get frustrated and I just want to leave, Trey has always said that he wants to be here. Now, whether it's true or – but he's been here. And now, for the first time in a long time, you feel like, okay – we might have something around him that is going to be beneficial for not only him, but also we have a team that when he's not on the floor can be productive. I'm not avoiding paying him. I'm not against it. But I still need to see what this is. And that's just where I'm at. 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. We have no idea what these emojis mean. We're just taking a guess. But if you send me an hourglass, if Abe sent me an hourglass, that's what I'd be like, what, am I late for something?
Well, Let's go through this. On the off chance that it has nothing to do with this at all.
Okay.
I mean, the awareness level at that point is a real problem. You know what I mean? Like, because I don't know how you tweet or social media, whatever.
Yeah.
I always look at what I'm posting and try and figure out if it could be taken in a different light. If people could misunderstand what
sometimes
I'm saying.
I don't care.
I feel like either he's like you and doesn't care.
I don't care.
Or he knows what he's doing. Trey's a smart guy.
No, he's very smart.
He knows what he's doing.
He's very smart.
He knows what he's doing.
And that's how you feel. You feel like this is absolutely on purpose. You feel like this is absolutely
TikTok,
on purpose.
Mr. Wick. Of course it is.
I do too.
By the way, one, not one cryptic. Doubling
two,
down?
Two. But what's
if he throws Bruce Buffer yelling, it's time next... then I'll know for sure. Trey, if you're listening, Bruce Buffer out there.
What's the Jordan thing, though? Because the Jordan, that's a funny meme, right? Where he's looking at the screen and he's laughing?
He's laughing.
What does that mean?
Do you want me to say this out loud over the air?
Yes.
I think he got a bad offer.
Already?
I think he got an offer that he's laughing at. I think he got an offer somewhere decently less than max.
Yes. And you think?
And I think he's laughing at it.
And then...
now you got to meet him at max.
Okay, and then comes out the hourglass.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We got a deadline, Carl.
It's possible. Here's the other thing you said before we get out of here. Chris has got the night show. Stay tuned. You said that they have to tell him whether they're going to do this.
If the plan is to just, we're setting this aside, we want to see what the season looks like.
Yeah.
I think you're okay with that plan. I think you have to communicate that to him in some level.
But what does that change for Trey? Because you're still not getting your bag
right
now.
But you're not sitting there expecting it either. You can't be waiting for it week after week if it's not coming. You can't just sit there and tell him nothing.
I mean, you could. I mean, maybe they won't, but I'm just saying, like...
but here's the problem.
I told
you. If that's how you approach it, then he's going
to
leave.
Well, yes, but I told you, when your evaluation comes up to get your quarter raise, okay, you're like, yo, I need my evaluation. And they're like, yeah, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. And you're like, no, I need my quarter raise now. And they go, yeah, but we'll talk to you down the road. It doesn't change anything. You're not getting your quarter raise, but they're going to talk to you.
It changes the expectation. If I know that conversation's not going to be had, I can understand and prepare for that. If I'm sitting here waiting for a conversation to be had and we don't have it, you're just continually driving a wedge that doesn't need to be driven.
Okay.
There has to be communication between a front office and a superstar. And that's not a Trey Young thing or an Ansi Salehe thing. That's in every sport, every franchise. There needs to be communication from the faces of the franchise and the guys paying the money.
All right, let me ask you this before we get out of here. Do you think they want to pay him? Oh, see?
I don't know.
That answer should be that long. Well, that answer, for everything you've just said, it shouldn't be that long. That answer should have been hell yeah.
Because the answer lies with how you feel about it. The honest answer to that question is I think they want to see it.
I got to see
it. I understand that. I don't know if you can afford to wait to see it, is my stance, though.
Okay.
I think you're taking as big a risk. Your premise is we need to see it, and if it doesn't happen, then we don't get caught paying them, right?
That's right.
My premise is what happens if we do see it, and he says deuces because you didn't want to pay him. And then it turns out, oh, actually it was 20 and 15 this year, and now he's going to go team up with Giannis in Milwaukee.
Somewhere else.
Or somewhere that is looking for a point guard that will pay him.
No. Because he's a distributor first, man. That's what he does. He can score, but I think all that pressure to give you 40 or 35 or whatever he feels like he has to do on a night in and night out basis is diminishing. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. We'll keep an eye out on the cryptic social media. Big O, man, we got to get out of here. Get ready for Chris coming in here. Let's clear our throat. Thanks to Cynthia Freeland for stopping by. Appreciate her. She had some great things to say about Bijan, talking about being one or two when it comes to fantasy football, if you're into those things. And I know you guys are. Go listen to the interview. It's online at Odyssey.com. Great stuff from her. Tomorrow, another big show, guys. Braves on the road. We'll dive into that as we count down to the All-Star Game, which will be a big part of here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll tell you more about that as the week goes on. And also, we're going to be out on Wednesday. Come join us. Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. We expect to see you out there. If you live in that area, we'd love to get a chance to hang out with you guys. So make sure you make plans. All right. Good to have you back, O. Seriously. Appreciate you. Glad the kids are healthy and doing well. And I suggest you go get a nap. Day-Day's back tomorrow. Our executive producer, he was out today. And Abe's filling in for Mike. He'll be back with me tomorrow. Abe, man, let's get out of here. Clear your throat.
Hey, look, the Netflix series comes out tonight, 3 a.m. I'm going to wake up and watch it. And I have one desire for this show. It's 7 episodes and Kirk Cousins for 90 minutes of it or whatever. I have one desire. Don't leave me asking why a certain question wasn't answered. You can only hide so much. And I think it's better to be honest and show it than to let us kind of run wild with our mindset. So I'm hoping that they made the right call there.
You know, I didn't even get to this earlier, but I got to mention it. Went and saw the new Jurassic movie. Abe, you've seen it?
I have.
What'd you think?
Could have cut 30 minutes off. Didn't care for the kids.
Oh, geez.
Well.
You know what?
Whole storyline could have gone.
It drew you in.
Could have been an hour 49 instead of 2:12.
Look, I enjoyed it. Here's the thing. Did you guys know Scarlett Johansson is now the highest grossing actor of all time? Her movies have grossed $15.6 billion worldwide.
Thank you, Avengers.
Avengers.
Now, the answer to that used to be Sam L. Jackson.
I know. And now so it's Scarlett Johansson. I was blown away by that. By the way, don't listen to Abe. It's good. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
You also got your phone's carm out off Temu.
Like sands through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives.